Sean, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, we have been waiting for Hamilton to hit some type of a theater or streaming service, and it is happening. Disney Plus is streaming Hamilton. We're all excited. Monroe has seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen like that Broadway version, but I got to see it when it came here to Utah, and it's so good.
And we're so excited to be talking to Renee Elise Goldsberry. She plays Angelica in Hamilton. Hey, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
Wow, what an exciting time.
Woo! Yeah.
So exciting and exhausting and exciting.
I imagine.
I bet. If you haven't heard, Hamilton is about to hit on Disney Plus, and it's not going to be like a movie the way like maybe Chicago was with Renee Zellweger and everything like that.
It's going to be better.
It's going to be better. Renee, they actually brought cameras like up on stage, correct?
They did. There were cameras everywhere. And For two shows, you know, and the audience was there. So yeah, we just did a regular show, but they shot two of them, and then they came in one day in between and really got on the stage with us with the cameras so that they had as much material as possible to tell the story cinematically.
That makes sense that they would need like zoom ins, because if I paid for front row Hamilton tickets and there was just some camera guy in the way, I'd be pretty upset.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That, you know, they didn't mess up the experience, but it was important to have the audience as a part of the experience, because I think it helps you feel like you're in the theater. When you watch this in your living room or your basement or wherever, you'll hear and feel the energy of that audience that was there as well.
What about you as a performer? I mean, not only are you doing your normal show, so they bring you back in without an audience and they say, do it again a few more times. Like, was that exhausting?
We were so tired by the time we shot this. You know, so tired. You're not even tired anymore because you don't know, because you're delirious. We had just done the Tonys, and we were, you know, that the season of Hamilton in our lives was a string of, it was really an embarrassment of riches. We were constantly doing something that we never in a million years thought we would ever do. And so by that time, that was pretty much at the very end, one of the last really big things we ever did together as a company. And we looked pretty tired, but we call it high altitude training.
That's awesome.
So we were also ready. We were ready.
We are talking to Renee Elise Goldsberry. She's part of Hamilton, and she plays Angelica on Hamilton, and Disney Plus will have it streaming. Here's the thing, though, about Renee, and don't let her fool you, because she's talking about the season of Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
She also made her Broadway debut as Nala in The Lion King, and she was on Mimi in the closing cast of Rent. So, like,
okay.
Legit.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I've been on Broadway a few times. Hopefully a few more. We just announced that we'll be dark through the end of 2020.
Yeah.
So we're praying for a way back. But I'm grateful for all of those families, and I think that's one of the great things about this movie coming out right now. And the reason they decided to release it early on Disney Plus was so that we could have some theater in our lives right now.
I love that. Yeah. Hey, Renee, when you're on Instagram and all of a sudden you notice like celebrities are commenting on your photos, like I noticed that when I was looking at your stuff yesterday, like do you get starstruck, or is that just like another part of your day?
Oh my God, I wish I could say it was a part of my day. I geek out. That's the one huge blessing we had in Hamilton, is that, you know, we were able to perform for so many of our heroes. And then to meet these people when they were talking to you as a peer, as opposed to as a fan, you know, which you definitely are. I'm a fan. I mean, I've met people that I'm like geeking out about, and they're like, oh my God, I'm such a huge fan. I'm like, really?
Oprah? Really?
Oh my.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? Okay.
Yeah.
That's an impossible thing to have imagined to have happened, and I'm still shocked.
Well, one of those enormous fans, I got to tell you, Renee, is my roommate Veronica. So I told her that we were going to be talking today, and I asked her if she had any questions. This was the most pressing question from your number one fan. Okay, so the story of Hamilton is that he actually meets Angelica, who's played by Renee, first.
Uh-huh.
But she can't marry him because he's poor. She has to marry a rich guy. So she introduces him to her younger sister, and her younger sister ends up marrying him. But the rumor on the street is that he and Angelica never actually ended their thing. And in fact, Angelica is buried with Hamilton and her sister,
no kidding.
Not with her husband.
Huh.
So I wanted to ask Renee, what do you think about that relationship? Was it romantic, or were they just really good friends?
That's the great debate, actually, that historians still have to this day. So let me tell Veronica a couple of things. First of all, Angelica in Lynn's dramatic convention isn't actually historically accurate. Angelica actually eloped before Eliza and Hamilton got married.
Oh.
And I'm grateful that he took that, you know, creative leap.
Sure.
Because one of the greatest moments in music theater history is the moment that we call Helpless Satisfied. Basically, you see the wedding of Eliza and the meeting and wedding of Eliza and Alexander Hamilton. And then you see it again. We rewind and go back in history, and we do all the exact same images that you've just seen, but we do it from the perspective this time of Angelica. And you see the heartbreak of her deciding to not marry this person that she falls madly in love with, not because he's not rich, but because her sister loves him too.
Oh.
And she knows that her sister, if her sister knew that she loved him, she would sacrifice that love for Angelica. And so she knows that she must do that for Eliza. It's a sisterly love moment. That's, I think, the real story that I always played. The choice to choose the sister as opposed to the passionate love of your life is, I think, very empowering for women.
My gosh.
And so that's why I wanted to take that moment to say it. But in reality, Angelica was already married. And yet we have all of these letters. I mean, these actual letters, some of the words of which are in the lyrics of Hamilton, where, you know, the way they speak to each other, Angelica and Alexander, makes it seem very clearly that there was something greater going on. But I believe it's just the way they loved each other, because Angelica spoke that way about Alexander to her sister in letters. She literally said, if you loved me, you would share him.
See,
I don't think you say that to somebody that you're, you know, that you're cheating on. I think it's because they all loved each other so much. They spoke that openly.
For sure. I was going to say, if you're looking for a first message on Tinder, go read some of Alexander Hamilton's letters. Or Ben Franklin, for that matter. They were very romantic fellas.
Oh, man. We are so pumped. Now, Monroe has seen Hamilton firsthand, so she's been talking it up. We've been having to wait for Disney Plus and for streaming. And Monroe keeps saying, like, I can't wait to talk about this with you guys next week. So, Elise Goldsberry, she plays Angelica in Hamilton. Thanks for spending some time with us. Congratulations on Hamilton making it to Disney Plus.
Thank you so much. I'm excited for you guys to see it.